Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
To the rich fool, Jesus said, "This night will your soul be required of you. Then whose things will those be whom you have acquired?" Luke chapter 12, verses 15 through 21. The context is a man who had a great crop year. And he began to talk to himself and he said, "Soul, you've got many goods laid up for many years. In essence, eat, drink, and be merry." He tore down his barns. He built bigger barns. He just thought he had everything going his way. But he didn't think about God. And God said to that man, "You fool, this night will your soul be required of you." The greatest loss for God and for man is for anyone to go to hell. It's true there are great things of God that we've been given in the Bible, but to be honest, we need to look at the great loss also. There were some great losses in the Bible. For example, no doubt Judas was a great loss to Jesus. One of his own, one of the closest, one of the 12, and Judas perished and went to his own place, Acts chapter 1 teaches. There have been other great losses in the Bible. Paul said, "Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world." 2 Timothy chapter 4. Friend, if you die and go to hell, it will be the greatest loss you could ever imagine. And here's why. It's not like losing a home, and it's not like losing a car or losing some money. It is something that once it's lost, it can never be taken back again. Your soul is the most important thing you have. In Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37, Jesus said, "What will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul?" If you lose your own soul, it is the worst loss you can ever imagine. Friend, are you sure you're saved today? Have you heard the Word of God, Romans 10:17? Have you believed in Jesus, John 8:24? Have you repented of your sins, Acts 3:19? Have you confessed the name of Jesus, Matthew 10:32 and 33? And have you been baptized in water for the remission of your sins, Acts 22:16? Don't let your soul be the greatest loss ever. Make sure that you're right with God and that you're on the road to heaven.
Be the glory. This is the gospel of Christ.